好，弟兄姊妹们平安。
So my dear fellow Christians and friends, good morning. Peace be to you.
感谢主，我们有这样的机会，我们再次一同可以来思想主的话。
Thanks be to the Lord that once again we're now having this time an opportunity to think and ponder on the Word of God.
我们知道这样的疫情给我们有好多的提醒。
And actually, this pandemic outbreak has given us many reminders.
就有一个提醒，就是主来的日子非常的迫近。
One of the great reminders, actually, is that the days of the Lord's coming is really near.
就神也盼望借着这样的疫情，叫全地能够来悔改。
And I'm sure this is also the will of God that through this pandemic outbreak, He's calling us to be back to Him once again.
那世人能够悔改。
And may the Lord, may this whole world will repent and be brought back to Him.
神的儿女们，我们也应当悔改。
And of course, so are we as the children of God shall repent and be brought back to Him again.
并且预备好迎接主的再来。
And also be prepared for the second coming.
那当我在主前有点仰望的时候。
While I was while waiting before Him.
感觉主呢给了我一处的经文是以弗所书第五章。
And I have this burden that the Lord has given me a passage that is from the book of Ephesians.
那好不好我们就来读一下以弗所书第五章从第十五节开始到第二十一节大家听我们来念。
So let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15 through 21.
好，那以弗所书第五章第十五节开始，那里说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
So, Book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 15 through 21. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody with the hearts to the Lord. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
好，我们圣经就念到这里。
And so this is the end of the passage.
这是一段我们都比较熟悉的经文。
And I'm sure you, this is a quite a familiar passage that most of you, all of us will be quite familiar with.
那实在觉得呢，主的话非常的丰富。那每一次读主的话呢，哎，总有一点更深的感觉。
And the Lord, the word of the Lord is so abundant that every time I read this passage over and over, I always feel that my heart is filled with something new.
当然，今天借着这一段话，所要分享的主题呢，就是要赎回光阴，要预备主来。
So through reading this message, here comes the theme of today's message, that is to redeem time and preparing for the coming of the Lord.
我们知道以弗所书如果从六章来看，分为前三章和后三章。
So if I'm reading this whole chapter, chapter 5, from Book of Ephesians, it could be divided by six. So there are first three chapters, and here is it, the latter three chapters.
那么前面的三章呢比较侧重在那个启示把神的心意启示出来。
So the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians about more about revelation, the revelation of the will of God.
那么后面三章呢是讲怎么来进到这个的实际这个实行。
And the latter three chapters from the book of Ephesians about more like a preparation to get into the reality of God's kingdom.
所以你在后三章中呢，你能够读到很多的行，那就是 walk 这个走路这个行。
So if you're reading the latter three chapters of Book of Ephesians, you might be reminded of the word walk, that is walking with the Lord.
就是我们要脚踏实地的往前行的。
So in other words, that we have to be in reality, have to be practical by walking with the Lord every day.
比如要行的要跟我们的恩相称啦，比如讲我们要行的要在爱中行走啦，比如讲刚才我们读的要像智慧人这样的来行走啦。
So there are many good encouragement of walking with the Lord, such as walking in the love, or walking as we have read in the passage that we have to walk like the wise man, not like the unwise man.
那么今天那一段呢，我们且说呢，就是行在智慧中。
So in today's passage we have read, it is about we walking not as unwise man, but as wise man.
那在这里呢，你读进去的时候一个什么感觉呢？好像这里呢，把这个整个的这个的属灵的这一个的历史啊，好像有点呈现出来。
So as we're reading, we're really getting sinking in this passage while we read. It gives us this kind of revelation that it shows us the reality of our spirit.
这段经文好像折射出神最起初的心意，以及最终的一个的属灵的那个终局。
It reflects us. It reflects the truly the will of the Lord, and also demonstrated us the reality, the common reality of the end.
当然，这段圣经也非常的丰富。那就着我这一次的一点感觉呢，我想交通四个方面。
So since this passage is full of a revelation, and for today's message, I'd like to show you four points on four points.
那么要预备好呢，我想有四件事非常重要。一个呢是第一个是参透，那第二个呢是断案，那么第三个呢是叫实际，那第四个呢是进程。
So I think there actually we can talk about this passage in four aspects. The first one is, I believe the first one is to understand. And the second one is to draw a conclusion. And the third one is the reality of a preparation. And the fourth one is the progress of a preparation.
那第一个参透呢是跟智慧有关。
So the understanding is related to wisdom.
那么第二个的断案呢，是对这个世代有个断案。
And the conclusion is about the conclusion on today's world.
那么第三个实际呢，这是圣灵才能带我们进到那实际的预备。
So the reality of a preparation is only the Holy Spirit will be able to walk us into the reality of a preparation.
那么第四个进程呢，就是我们这个行啊，这个走啊，是朝向整个属灵的这个局面的根本扭转，向着那个的终局，来朝向这个方向行走。
So the fourth one is the progression. The progression, in other words, that with the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to into walk in towards the right direction to the end.
那么第一个呢，就是讲参透。
So the first one is about to understand.
参透呢，跟智慧有关。
So like I said, the understanding is closely related to wisdom.
那我们来看几个点啊。
So let's see a few points here.
跑上来就讲要谨慎的走。
So in verse 15, here is the word that be careful how you walk.
那好像呢，我们今天面对的局面呢，到处都有陷阱，有地雷。
So it gives us kind of a demonstration to see that today's circumstances is very difficult, filled with the dangerous things.
这句话就让我们看到，暗示着一个属灵的征战，让我们看到里面的试探。
And that implied is the spiritual warfare and many temptation from the evil one.
这就提醒我们人类早期的历史，甚至可以说是整个宇宙的历史。
And this is to remind us the history, the real history of our human being.
在属灵的这一个的境界上，就是有两种的智慧，有两种的道路在较量。
Okay. Because from the spiritual perspective, there are two wisdoms. So therefore, there are spiritual warfares all the time.
那我们知道啊，地上呢有很多很多时候呢都是先有一样真的。
So in today's world, there are always something that is true.
那么然后呢就假的呢开始仿冒的就出来。
And then many would try to copy them, hence that many fake ones.
那好像有个名牌的手表，哇，那然后就别人就假冒的那个手表就出来。
Like,
有名牌的这个包，哎，然后有假冒的这些包就出来。
So just like some brand watches, and then many to copy that and follow that, or just like some brand handbags, and then many try to copy that.
那么属灵的世界也是如此。
And so is our spiritual life.
那么有真神，哎，然后呢就有很多的假神那些偶像出来。
And the first here comes the true and the living God, and then many false gods coming in.
那么有真正的智慧，哎，那么然后呢有哎有这个。伪造的假冒的智慧要出来，要跟真的智慧要较量。
And it remains true that it remains true with a true wisdom. First, here comes the true wisdom, and then many false wisdom came in.
你就去读《真言书》里面啊，哎，里面讲到智慧啊，那是真正的智慧，智慧在街市上呼喊。
And so if we read the word of a Proverbs, you might read verses such as, the true wisdom actually is a crying out on the street.
那么呢，其实呢，不光是智慧在呼喊，那在圣经中告诉我们啊，那些愚昧人的头啊，以及愚昧的那个妇人啊，也是在这么的呼喊。
And not only the true wisdom is calling in the street, but also many foolish men and foolish women were calling in the street.
啊，他们在这个把过路的人呢，要引到他们那边去。
Because they try to attempt to get more people into their own way.
那么这个愚昧是神给他，给他判下一个判断，这是愚昧人，愚昧的妇人。
So hence God draw the conclusion by calling them a foolish man, a foolish woman.
但是他们自己觉得是聪明的。
But still, these men and women consider themselves as wise.
他们呼喊的时候，人也觉得，哎，那是一个智慧的东西啊。
And when they call in the street, many people think they're wise as well.
那他肯定不会愚昧到，哎呀，告诉你护航啊，哎，说这个股票明天要跌啊，你今天要去买啊，不会这样嘛。
And of course, you know, these foolish men and women won't be calling you by recommending a stock that is about to crash tomorrow. They won't be.
他们不会说，哎呀，这是垃圾食品啊，你们快去吃啊，吃了生病。他不会，这个愚昧不会这么去呼喊嘛。
So they won't be that foolish by calling you to eat junk food by telling you you are eating healthy food. This is not true.
那么在神心目中的这愚昧，他们是所表现出来的，好像是很聪明、很有智慧的样子。
But instead, God draw the conclusion by calling them the foolish men and foolish women.
所以让我们看到，其实有真的智慧和假的这个的智慧，那个的较量一直都在那里。
So we can see that there's always a struggle, there's always a spiritual fighting between true wisdom and false wisdom.
然后我们看这个智慧的本身。
And now let's check on the reality, the reality of wisdom.
我们在圣经里面呢，当讲到智慧的时候呢，哎，我们会想到一个人叫做所罗门。
So speaking of wisdom, we might think of the King Solomon.
那么所罗门呢，他特别在治理上呢有智慧。
And we know that King Solomon has been really wise during his administration, during his reign over his kingdom.
而且呢，所罗门呢也有很多的智慧的话。
And he has many wise wording.
我们不要觉得这个智慧啊，好像是天然的。
And don't take for granted that the wisdom is kind of natural. It is from above.
那么有一次，所罗门他就来审了一个案子，关于两个女人为了孩子那么一个案子。
And here's a good example on how King Solomon to judge regarding two women and one baby.
你觉得这个聪明也算不了什么吗
？And you might think this is not wise enough. It's not big deal.
中国古代也有张飞审瓜这样的故事，差不多嘛。
And we have heard many such wise story. We have heard many stories from our ancient history, such as Zhang Fei, who is wise enough to decide which one the watermelon belonged to which man.
但那个是天然的，所罗门的智慧是神赐给他不一样的。
But that wisdom of Zhang Fei is is sort of a natural, that is, but it's quite, but the wisdom of Solomon is not like that.
但是我要说的这里的智慧,
but the wisdom that I've been talking from the book of Ephesians is still quite, is quite unlike that, the wisdom of Solomon.
那么以弗所书里面的这个的智慧更让我们会想到谁呢？但以理。
And the wisdom that we're talking about from the book of Revelation is more about the wisdom of Daniel.
那我们在, 如果去读旧约的以西结书28章,
so if we go back to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28,
那里用推罗王来影射, 天使长的堕落。
And in in a book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, this is a Tyrus king overthrown. So the prophet is using the king of Tyre to imply the fallen angel.
对啊，他那里说这个天使长，他比但以理更有智慧。
Because the fallen archangel is considered a lot more wiser than the wisdom of Daniel.
什么隐秘的事都不能向他隐藏。
Because those hidden things cannot be hidden to the archangel.
所以你看到这里的智慧是特别讲到一个参透的一个能力。
So the wisdom of Daniel or the wisdom of the fallen archangel is more about understanding.
所以这里告诉我们，但以理非常的有智慧。
So we know that Daniel is very wise.
他能够参透神的心意，神给他启示，像启示成七。
He can understand the true will of the Lord.
但是呢，这个天使长啊，好像智慧非常的厉害。
And the fallen archangel is as wise as Daniel.
那么如果去读以弗所书啊，你会觉得在第一章的时候有句很著名的经文。
And so if we get back to the book of Ephesians, if we read the first chapter,
就父神将他赐人智慧和启示的灵来赏赐给我们。
So in the beginning, it says that blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ, also grant us the wisdom of revelation.
但是我们想已经有启示就可以了，为什么还放智慧两个字呢？
So we might wonder, since we already have the revelation, why do we still need the wisdom, since we already get to know?
我记得有一位年长的神的仆人啊，他这么教他啊，哎哎，我一下子有点茅塞顿开。
And I used to hear a teaching from a senior pastor or senior servant of the Lord, and that gives me some kind of an illumination.
那我们的启示呢，可以有很多方面的各种角度的启示。
So there are many aspects about revelation.
但这个智慧啊，特别是关乎神最深处的心意。
But wisdom is more about the understanding of the Lord, the will of the God from his deepest heart.
所以你不光是得一些启示，得到一点亮光，你乃是要能够对神最深处的心意有一个的看见。
So wisdom is not only about to get some light from the Lord, but to understand the will of the Lord from his deepest heart.
有了这个的看见，才不容易上当，跑到陷阱里去。
And if we have this deepest understanding of the will of the Lord, we won't be easily trapped.
那圣经中呢，很多时候呢，把眼睛呢跟这个腿呢都是放在一起的。
So in the Bible, it's quite the Bible use the eyes and the legs, but they always pair them together.
那么你要腿走得好呢，你这个眼光一定要好。
So in order to walk well, you have to good, you have to have a good eyesight.
很多时候都是瞎眼的、瘸腿的放在一起的。
And so that's why the Bible pairs the blind and the crippled together.
那要进耶路撒冷的时候，大卫啊，那个时候呢，说要把瞎眼和瘸子，要把他赶出去。
And so when the David is about to get into the city of Jerusalem, the officials had to get rid of those who were blind or crippled.
主耶稣呢是瞎眼的都看见，是瘸腿的能行走。
So no wonder that Jesus will say that they will make the blind to see and they will make the crippled to walk.
我们说在以西结书里面有个巨大的轮子。
And in the book of Ezekiel, there is a one big
轮子。
Wheel.
那表达神在地上的这个行动往前的这个前行。
And that indicates the force that the Lord's will, the will of God is move among the nations.
在这个轮子上有很多的眼睛。
And on the wheel, there are many eyes.
所以要行得好呢，要眼睛能够看见，要有这个参透的智慧。
So in order to make the wheel to come forward, you have to have good eyesight. In other words, that is to have understanding of the will of the Lord from his deepest heart.
所以这里讲到智慧。
So here we talk about wisdom.
这里也讲到主的旨意。
And here we also talk about the will of the Lord.
我们知道在以弗所书里面，他实在是告诉我们神最深处的心意乃是他的儿子。
So we know that from the book of Ephesians, while we read it through the chapters, we know that the wisdom is all about his son.
那么圣经也告诉我们呢，这哥林多前书里告诉我们呢，基督他就是神的智慧。
And also from book of Corinthians, we know that the wisdom of God is his son, Jesus Christ.
那么也告诉我们的基督成了我们的智慧。
And also it tells us that Jesus Christ becomes our wisdom.
那么当然讲基督一定是连上十字架的。
So Christ is always related to cross.
基督并他钉十字架。
Because the cross, Jesus, Christ has been crucified on the cross.
所罗门非常的有智慧。
And we know that King Solomon is very wise.
但所罗门失败得很惨。
But he fell hardly.
他那个智慧是你能够看到他并没有经过那个十字架的这个的经历。
And we know that he failed because he didn't go through the experience on the cross.
他只是智慧的影儿。
He's only the shadow that is foretelling the wisdom.
主耶稣才是真正的智慧。
And ultimately, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the true wisdom.
那个推罗王说隐色的天使长那里说他智慧充足。
And from book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, through the story of the king of Tyre, it tells us that the fallen archangel is very wise, is filled up with wisdom.
但是那个的智慧后面讲到他智慧败坏。
But later in the chapter, it tells us that the wisdom is corrupt.
那真正的智慧是不可能败坏的。
And you have to know that the true wisdom will never be corrupt.
所罗门的只是智慧的影子。
So the wisdom of Solomon is only the shadow of a true wisdom.
那一个的天使长，他所谓的智慧充足，他只是智慧的壳子。
And the wisdom of fallen archangel is only the structure of a true wisdom.
不是真正的智慧。
They are not true wisdom.
基督并他钉十字架，带领我们到有一天，到启示录，到末了的时候，我们都要像各种的宝石。
And Jesus Christ and his cross, who brought us, who will bring us to the end, to the book of Revelation, with all the precious stones.
这是神的智慧，基督并他钉十字架的结果。
And this is the true wisdom. The true wisdom is about Jesus Christ and the cross that he was crucified.
你看那个天使长堕落，他也披戴各种的宝石。其实以西结书28章。
If we read from the book of Ezekiel, we know the fallen archangel is also clothed with many precious stones.
但他只是披着这样的宝石。
But he was only closed up with the precious stones.
我们是经过经历成为那个宝石。
We are refined and tested until we become these true precious stones.
刚才读到讲到哥林多前书。
So we talk about the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书好像这光景不好。
And First Corinthians is not talking about many pleasant things.
但我读着读着，其实那一卷书里面启示并不小。
But actually, while we read through the whole chapters, we might get to understand that there is many great revelations.
当读哥林多前书的时候，你感觉里面很大的那个特点就是属肉体。
So from the First Corinthians, we know that there's many teachings about the flesh.
但是其实那里不光讲属肉体。
But it's not only about the flesh.
那创世纪告诉我们，当人类堕落之后啊，堕落到了肉体的里面。
But the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, telling us that since the fall of man, we fall onto the flesh.
但是还不停在那里，继续往前堕落到世界的体系中。
But we didn't actually stop there, but rather continue to fall till we get into the system of the world.
那哥林多前书里面就讲到了不少世界这两个词。
So, book of 1 Corinthians talk a lot about the world.
那里讲到了一个的较量，就是神的智慧和世上智慧这几个字之间的较量。
And so there's many teachings regarding the comparison between the wisdom of God and the wisdom of the world.
世上智慧呢，是我们的眼睛就不行了。
So the wisdom of the world is about the lust of our eyes.
那接下来呢，的腿走出来一定不行，所以叫做世人样式。
So, and of course, since we no longer have a good sight, we cannot walk well. And here it comes to the format of the world.
所以这是哥林多前书让我们所看见的。
So that's a teaching from the first Corinthian.
所以当讲到智慧的时候，我们要有一个参透基督，并他钉十字架，那是神的智慧。
And speaking of a true wisdom, it's all about Jesus Christ and the cross that he was crucified.
当你读到以弗所书第五章这些经文的时候，
So when we read a book of Ephesians chapter 5,
里面很多时候讲了要而不要，要不要。
And there is many comparison between you shall and you shall not.
你想到什么就是给人一个选择。
So in other words, that we were given choices.
这就想起什么神最起初的时候在伊甸园里跟亚当夏娃也是让他们有一个正确的选择。
And that reminds us of what happened in the Garden of Eden in the book of Genesis when God gave Adam and Eve choices.
从我们今天来说，我们知道是要选择真正的智慧，还是那假的智慧。
And of course, in today's world, Christians already know what to choose from the true wisdom or the false wisdom.
那可惜呢，选错了，罪就进入这个世界，而且这假的这智慧也进到这个世界中。
But unfortunately, Adam and Eve had made the wrong choice, and hence the sin came into the world.
那么在这里呢，神告诉我们要能够得到真正的智慧。
And here, God reminds us that we have to have the true wisdom, not the false wisdom.
曾经呢，我觉得呢，我自己呢，不算最聪明的啦，不算很聪明。
And back in my old days, I know that I'm not.
Ah, 那么神呢就要来对付。
And so I have to deal with this.
那么经过不少的失败呢，稍微有点点明白呢，哎呀，我们这些的智慧啊是不行的。
And through much failure, I realized and recognized that there is no wisdom in me.
啊，你觉得有的是你能够去弄，有的是你能够去处理，有的是能够解决，哇，一看才明白，有一天啊，就好像自己啊，用句世上的话说，哎呀，我算哪根葱啊？
And well, through many failures, you know, by realizing that there is something that I can do, but there are many things that I cannot do, I came to realize that I'm just a small potato.
啊，那里面才知道什么叫做要，哎呀，要来弃绝啊，那个智慧人的智慧啊，要废除呢啊，聪明人的聪明啊，那些天然的东西都要把它废掉。
And it came to a point that I came to realize that I have to reject the wisdom of the wise, and I have to reject the teaching from the wise.
保罗好像里面有一个负担，哇，要真正的正到神面前去恳求他，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
And here, just like Apostle Paul, who came to before the Lord asking to grant him or grant us the spirit of true revelation and knowledge.
要真正的很深的有这个感觉是不容易的事情。
And it's not easy to get to that point.
像是一位神的仆人啊。
So just like the servant of the Lord.
他说他在年轻的时候还上主日学要回答问题。
And he said when he was young, he was teaching a Sunday school, and here comes about the time for questions.
那么老师呢，总是要问问题，说如果问的回答的好的呢，还可以请吃饭。
And so the Sunday school teacher said, here are a couple of questions. If you give the right answer, I'm gonna have a dinner with you.
他知道这个老师是十百科迷呀。
And he, so that servant knew, that senior servant know that in his time, the Sunday school teacher was a huge fan of Spike. So every time his answer is always Christ, Christ, Christ.
都回答对了，所以因着这回答那么多基督呢，哎，可以吃到好多顿饭。
And since he gave the right answer, he was able to eat many a couple of times with the teacher.
那当然，这是他年轻少年的时候。
And of course, this is actually something happened in his younger years.
那我实在是觉得，如果我们头脑中知道基督，知道十字架，那其实是不够。
But only that in our mind we know there's a Christ, there is a cross, but these are not enough.
有人说，让我们要有真的看见，这是要进入到我们的血液里，这是一个比方。
And of course, people used to have the analogy that in order to understand or have this wisdom, you have to have these things, Christ and the cross, really get into your heart, get into your blood vessel. So this is an analogy.
若只是在头脑上，不是进到灵里面的话，那是没有根的，一定会出问题。
And in other words, that if this wisdom is only in your mind but not in your spirit, it is without a foundation, and eventually it'll have issues.
所以要能够行得好，那一定要有一个参透，有一个深处对神最深心意那个智慧的明白。
So in other words, that in order to understand the will of God, we have to have a deeper understanding of the will of the Lord from his deepest heart.
第二呢,是要有一个断案,
so the second point is about draw the conclusion or have a good understanding of today's world. In other words, until we are able to do that, we won't be able to redeem our time or make up our time. So now we have this wisdom, so we will be able to be a discerning heart. In other words, we would have the right ruler or measurement. About verse 16, it says the days are evil. So that reminds me the thing that bring me many years back.
那时候呢，在教课后班呢，哎，跟这个小孩子家长传福音。
So while I was teaching a Sunday school, I was preaching a gospel to the kids' parent.
我说这个世代邪恶啊。
And I told them the days are evil.
他们觉得哪里啊？不是文明越来越昌明，都在进步嘛，科技。
But they got confused since what they see from the world is advancement of a technology and a civilization is increasing.
但是我说，我不说现在有那么多的犯罪，那么多的暴力。
But I told them it's not about the crimes or the violence that happen in the world.
我说过去啊，哎，我说在美国啊，那两个人一对夫妻啊，一个人上班就够了。你现在你们两个人拼命的上班，你觉得忙得过来吗？哎，他说是啊，好像现在这个日子也不对啊。
Yeah, so I told them, imagine now take a look back. Back in older golden days, for a household, only one is able to work and still can afford the whole household income. But nowadays, two, that means the husband and wife have to work together to make it affordable to both of them.
我说你的时间就莫名其妙都没有了，对不对？他说他不知不觉就没了。
And there are many good things happened, but nowadays there are no longer many good things happening now.
我说这是邪恶的某一个表现。
And I told them this is one of the demonstration of the days, because the days are evil.
我们回到今天，我们看这地上是何等的混乱。
So if we look at today's world to see what a chaotic the whole world is.
一边科技确实在进步，我们的手机、互联网都在一代一代新的更迭。
And on one hand, there is advancement of technology with the generations of smartphones and internet.
那你看这地上国攻打国，民攻打民，是特别啊，这个乱啊，哎，我觉得有一个词啊，特别能抓住我。
But on the other hand, now the nations are fighting against the nation, and the people are fighting against the people. And I think I can use one word to describe it.
今天有弟兄说啊，这个时代很多的事情发生是叫诡异两个字。
So one of the brothers actually described today's word as weird or abnormal.
诡异，魔鬼在背后一推，你什么想不到的事情都可能发生。
And so in other words, that abnormal means that the evildoer, the Satan, is pushing all these things happening around the world.
我来举些例子啊，我们说有三个二，我来说一说。
Let me show you a couple of examples.
那么一个呢是有就是像两个对象，那么那第二个呢是讲有两种很具体的灵，第三个呢是两个流。
So there are two pairs of people, and there are three, what kind of a Leo? Streams, okay,
yeah,
streams.
两个零, yeah. 然后,
two spirits and two, three streams.
Yeah, 我这个只是举些例子啊, 就说, 诶, 圣经中告诉我们, 到了末后的世代, 有两个特征,
so,
一个是像神, 一个像人。
So the Bible is telling us, and in the end time, there are always two types of spirits. One is towards God, the other is toward Satan.
像人,
towards people.
那像神呢, 人就是狂傲。
So one characteristic of those people who towards flesh is proud.
人不肯服下来。
In other words, that is not, won't be humbled down.
今天这个疫情, 神借着疫情要叫很多人悔改。
And through, we know that God is using this pandemic outbreak to humble us.
但是我个人的经验啊, 还有一些其他弟兄姊妹的经验, 都觉得如今这个时候传福音并不好传, 非常难。
But my personal experience, and also many experiences from other brothers, sisters, to see what we see today's this pandemic outbreak is that actually it's not easier. It is not easier to preach to people.
甚至有的福音可能他原来对神好像有点心意了，哇！看到疫情之后，反过来开始责怪神的不幸。
And some of the friends that we used to preach gospel used to be a little interested in the gospel, but since the outbreak of the pandemic, they kind of returned back again.
那今天这个时代跟挪亚的日子很接近。
And I think if we using Noah's example, Noah's time is quite like our today's world.
早先觉得挪亚的时代呢，最明显的特征呢，哎，大家都吃喝嫁娶啦，啊，然后呢，大家都活在罪恶之中啊。
And so, if we have to describe the characteristic of Noah's time, is about people marrying each other and the drink and having good time.
但是挪亚的日子有另外一个特征，是福音不好传。
But the other characteristic of Noah's time is it's extremely hard to preach gospel.
大家不信，不把神放在眼里。People
simply wouldn't believe in God.
然后跟人之间。And
now here is about people.
那么圣经告诉我们，到末后都在人跟人之间凶暴。And
the Bible also tells us that in the end time, people, that relationship between human beings, between people and people, and a nation, are violent.
那人性这方面越来越爆发出来。
And there are many violence happening around the world.
就想到该隐人早期的时候，该隐怎么把亚伯杀了。
And that reminds me of the first murder happened between Cain and Abel. That, in other words, Cain killed Abel.
那仇敌一面在人的心中放坚固的营垒，叫人不信神。
So on one hand, the Satan or the evil ones actually is putting fortress in the hearts of the people.
另外一边挑动，惹动人里面的憎恨。
And on the other hand, Satan stirred the hatred and the violence in the people's heart.
那一挑动，该隐就把亚伯都杀了。
And since it's been stirred up, Cain killed Abel.
那当然背后有更深的，有里面的那个属灵的原因。那我不说，我们就说从人的角度。 仇敌现在何等容易把人给惹动起来。And
of course, there that between for Cain killed Abel, there's a deeper reason. There's another reason, much deeper behind it, but we won't talk about here. But what I'm talking here is Satan is stirring up the people's heart and stir hatred and violence in the midst of us.
讲到有两种的灵啊。
So there we're talking about the two spirits.
一个是谎言的灵,
so one is the spirit of the lies.
我越来越觉得这谎言的灵啊, 现在是越来越蔓延了。
And I can tell that the spirit of lies is spreading all over us.
你今天好像在这个一般的传媒中，你很难真正能够看到真实的东西。
It seems like we're living in lies, and especially in today's social media, it's almost impossible for us to learn true thing or real things.
然后呢，我们今天也碎片化，我们总是喜欢看我们所喜欢的那些东西。
And on the other hand, today's world, many things become compartments of it.
甚至啊，神的儿女啊，甚至有的神的儿女啊，有时候没分辨啊，也就传谎言。
And so since even some of the Christians or God's children, we were not able to discern what is right and what is wrong. And so in a way that we kind of spreading lies as well.
我还是指好的出发点。
And of course, with a good intention. For
我知道今天福音的资讯非常的丰富。
And now we know that in today's world, the information about the gospel is abundant.
我们热心传福音是对的。
And we're eager to preach gospel. This is true. This is good.
但是有不少的资讯里面那些东西是不对的。
However, some of the information about the gospel is very misleading or even wrong.
有些的见证，有些的事实并不是那么回事。哎，但是我们看到，我们觉得，哎，马上觉得很激动，哎，赶快去传。
And many some of the testimonies or some of the information about the gospel, when we saw it and we got excited, and so we only click and send out.
那么有些那不好的出发点，我们就不去说了。
And not to mention those who spread a gospel, misinformed a gospel information with a bad intention.
好像我们里面的那一个的那个栅栏啊，那个堤坝，很容易被这些谎言的灵给冲破。
And it seems that the spirit of lies is easy to crush our wall of the wall, so that the spirit of lies, the lies would come into our hearts easily.
另外一个呢是沉睡的灵。
And another is the spirit of the sleeping spirit.
那有一件事我印象很深。
And one thing give me one thing impressed me very much.
前几年呢去东岸参加了一次特会。
I attended a gathering on the East Coast.
Yeah, 那其中呢有一位负责的见证说。
And one of the brother who is in charge of the conference gave us a testimony.
他说啊，我这几天
是。
他是个泰宁的弟兄，但是说他说我在听信息的时候，不知道为什么，就是想睡觉。
And he was actually one of the leading brother of the conference, but he said for some reason during this whole gathering of the conference, he was easy. It was so easy for him to fall asleep.
他说这个世代有一个灵。
And he said, I feel there is a spirit in today's world.
当然很具体表现一个沉睡的灵。
In other words, that the spirit of sleepiness.
让你没有办法专注在神的事情上。
And that kind of took our attention from God.
那么我们知道这个世代的背后就是这个世界。
And we know that behind today's world is, in other words, the world of lust.
那么圣经中有好多的角度讲这个世界。
And the Bible actually is talking about a lot about the world from many aspects.
那么前一阵呢，读到一处的圣经，觉得用两个流来归结这个世界。
And so while I was reading the Bible a few while ago, I was able to actually draw conclusions on there are two streams in the world.
那么这个世界呢，就是由下流人和上流人构成。
And of course, this whole world is made up with the upper stream or lower stream.
那么下流人呢，那就追求啊，那名啊、利啊，那这些东西呢，说下流人都是虚晃的，最后都是肥皂泡。
And so the lower stream means those the group of people who's actually pursuing the world's fame, the world's fair, and eventually all things will go futile.
那么说上流人呢，都是谎言。
And the upper stream is about the lies.
就上流人告诉你，哎呀，这些是有用的，最后什么都不是。
And this is actually referred to a group of people who are telling you many lies and many misinformation, and it come up with nothing.
有的人说我也不追求名不追求利我有我的理想。
And some of the people will tell you that the upstream group will tell you that I'm not pursuing fame or wealth. I'm pursuing my ideology.
我要改变这个世界。
And my intention is to change the world.
那么结果什么都不是。
But it can actually end up with nothing.
那有一位年长神的仆人讲过一句话, 他说在基督以外都是evil。
So one of our senior servant of God used to tell one thing, that other than Christ, everything else is evil.
那这个世代是邪恶，在基督以外就是邪恶了。
In other words, that the days are evil. Other than Christ, the days are evil.
那就是被世上的智慧所支配的了。
Well, in other words, the days or the world is enslaved by the wisdom of the world.
所以呢，我们今天对这个世界呢，对这个世代呢，我们要有一个准确的断案。So
in other words, that we have this discernment regarding today's world.
然后呢，要去赎回。And
also, we need to redeem the time or make.
那我们都知道这一处圣经，它原来不是爱惜，是指赎回。So
in verse 16, when Paul says making the most of your time, it means that we have to redeem our time.
那么一面呢，也告诉我们要抓住机会。
On one hand, that it means we still have the time. We have to take advantage of the opportunities.
那我听到有不少弟兄姊妹们祷告，主啊，把这个瘟疫快点能够过去啊。
I have heard many prayers when a brother and sister praying that, Lord, may you take away the pandemic, please.
那好，现在就是在等待，等瘟疫过去。
So we just, it seemed like we've been waiting for this over, waiting for the pandemic is over.
那你岂不是可能这一个的瘟疫结束了，后来又有新的灾难来了，等到哪一天？
Don't you know that when the pandemic is over, there's going to be something bad come up again?
那么当然，对启示录，我们今天的讲解，今天到底是到了哪一个，或者第几印，或者怎么样，灾难怎么样，当然大家有不一样的说法。So
when we get back to the book of Revelation, speaking on which seal we are in, people have a different opinions.
但是我想有一点是肯定，现在号还没吹响，这是应该没什么争论的。But
one thing is for sure that I know the trumpet hasn't blown yet. So this is
记得有位神的仆人，他就讲，等号吹响的时候，那个时候我们就是忍耐了。
And so the servant actually reminds us or warns us, when the trumpet blows, we have to be ready.
但现在仍然是与主同工的时候。
But here is still the time, and we still have the time to work with the Lord.
我们一个抓住瘟疫的时间，不是等它过去。瘟疫的时间，我们一个可以主做工，另外一个让主在我们身上来做工。So
instead of waiting for the pandemic is over, rather we should take this opportunity to work with the Lord, and also allow Him to work in the midst of us.
让主用着这一段不容易的时候，来把我们晒熟，成为晒熟的果子。
So in other words, that we're allowing the Lord to work on us during this hard time until we are ready, until we are matured.
但我的负担重点还不在这里。
But this is not a burden. This is still not my burden here.
这里当讲到赎回的时候。
Speaking of redeeming time.
当然圣经也告诉我们要殷勤。刚才我们开头读的彼得书信的经文里面告诉我们要殷勤。
And of course, just like Peter has warned us or encouraged us to be diligent.
那我们也要赎回去，要付代价。
But in order to redeem our time, we have to pay the prices.
我们赶快要忙起来。
We have to work it. We have to work on it.
但神又提醒我们，神说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
But God still reminds us, you shall take a rest and be still and know that I am your Lord, I'm your God.
那一边在瘟疫中，我们要让神有机会在我们身上做工。
So during this pandemic outbreak, on one hand, God actually is a reminder us to allow Him to work in the midst of us.
我们要预备好,
and let us prepared.
但是也不是我们就手忙脚乱。
It doesn't mean that we've been kind of always busy up.
当讲到要赎回赎这个字的时候,
and speaking of a redeeming time, or speaking of a redemption,
给我们有一个的提醒, 我们这些人能赎什么东西呢?
Here's a reminder. What shall redeem? What we can redeem from?
我们能自我救赎吗？
Can we redeem ourselves?
那真正能付赎价的只有主耶稣啊。
And only, the only one that can redeem things is our Lord Jesus Christ.
真正能出代价的只有主耶稣啊。
And the one that who can pay the real price is our Lord Jesus Christ.
有一句话说得好。
And I used to hear one saying.
说每一次当我们愿意顺服的时候，那就是给主机会为我们出代价。
And every time we are humble enough, we're given Lord the opportunity for him to pay the price for the sake of us.
当然主代价早已经付了，我们是说这个代价实际的功效现在我们身上。
And of course he has already paid the price on the cross, but what I'm saying is that while we are humble enough in a reality, in spiritual reality, the Lord is once again paid the price for the sake of us.
那么圣经告诉我们啊，圣经有一句话说千年如一日，一日如千年。
And the Bible also reminds us that a thousand days is just like one day, and one day is like a thousand days.
如果我们自己去忙，也许忙了一千年，但是这是个借用那句话一个比方，忙了一千年，也许神性中只纪念一天。
And so, in other words, it kind of reminds us that no matter how busy we are, and no matter how long we're working on, in God's eye, it may just like one day's work.
如果我们是蒙神祝福，有神同在，那可能一天在神心中就有一千年的纪念。
But if we're humble enough to allow God to work in the midst of us and work with Him, even we work one day's work, God will still consider this as a thousand years' work.
我们实在觉得我们现在赶不上神的心意。
And sometimes, so many times, we feel that we're not able to understand the true will of God from His deepest heart.
但我们靠自己永远赶不上。
Of course, if we only rely on ourselves, we will never get to the point that we understand the will of God.
约珥书告诉我们，那些年被吃掉的，神要来补还给我们。
And the book of Joel told us that those years that have been swallowed up will be returned by God himself.
当讲到赎回的时候，我们属于那样一种光景，需要被赎回，被补还。
And we're in a particular point of the time that we need to be redeemed and we need to be returned by God.
所以这里是需要我们安静在主面前，让主在我们身上来做工。
And that required us, all of us, to be quiet, be still in the Lord and allow Him to work in the midst of us.
这里很有意思啊，这里十五节先是讲要做智慧人。
And so, funny should I say, but from a book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, it says that be careful as you walk, as not as unwise men, but as wise.
然后到了十六节，看到这个世代邪恶。
And in verse 16, Paul continues by saying the days are evil.
好像到第十七节，再次提醒我们要做智慧人，要明白神的旨意。
And so verse 17 reminds us that do not be foolish, instead be wise, and because and to understand what the will of the Lord is.
好像当初是让亚当夏娃选错了。
It's almost as if telling us that Adam and Eve had made the wrong choice.
今天我们不能再选错了。
Please.
今天我们不能再选错了。
And we shouldn't make the mistake like Adam and Eve did.
因为我们已经看到了那邪恶堕落世界的现实。
Because we already witnessed the reality of the evil days.
因为神今天也把他的旨意，那一个唯一的单数的旨意向我们启示了。
And God has demonstrated us or has revealed to us the true will of God.
好像神再次让我们来做选择。
And once again, it's almost like God has given us another chance to make the choice.
要还是不要
？To choose what if we want it or we don't want it.
所以那两棵树不光在伊甸园的时候是两棵树。
So there, it's not just only two trees in the Garden of Eden.
不光是亚当夏娃的选择。
It's not just about the choice of Adam and Eve.
可以属灵上可以说是每天我们都要做这样一个选择。
And spiritually, I can say that we're literally making the choices almost every day.
当我们真的有智慧洞察神最深处的心意
，and as we have the wisdom to discern the true will of God，
当我们对这个世界、这个世代真的有这样一个断案的时候
，as we are actually having this draw the conclusion, the right conclusion of today's world，
我们就知道该怎样的选择往前走。
We will know what to choose and what not to choose.
第三个是圣灵带我们进实际。
And the third point is that the Holy Spirit actually guide us into the reality.
那我们知道有些神的儿女们对圣灵的领会上有些偏差。
And I understand that some of the brothers and sisters have a different opinions regarding the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到的圣灵充满不是指恩赐方面，这个词的意思是指生命方面的充满。
So, being filled with the Holy Spirit is not is about actually helping us to get into the reality of a preparation.
Yeah, 这里是指生命方面的，不是指恩赐方面的。
So, yeah, sorry. So the Holy Spirit is here in Book of Ephesians, not about the gifts. It's more about spiritual life.
那首先是有生命的感觉。
And the, first of all, we have to recognize or be our senses of spiritual life will be, need to be restored.
我们不要被生命这样的充满，以至于我们对这个时代有这个感觉。这个时代一定要过去。
And until we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to get to draw the right conclusion of today's world.
好像神的心意不能再忍受这个的时代了。
It's almost as if the will of God can no longer bear up with today's world.
主一定要来。
And the second coming of the Lord's second coming is near, is about to come.
结束这一切的邪恶。
And we pray, it's almost as if we pray that may the Lord close up today's world as soon as possible.
圣灵带我们进入这样一个感觉。
And we pray that may the Holy Spirit to guide us into this spiritual reality.
就像在启示录第四章。
It's in Book of Revelation chapter 4.
那里讲到万有都是因神的旨意而造的。
And it talk aboutEverything, the universe is all created by the will of God.
那神说这句话就是看这个宇宙乱透了。
In other words, what God says, it says that today's world is messed up, it's totally messed up.
啊，这神说造的一切都乱透了，神不能再忍受了。
And in other words, he's saying that his creation was messed up by human beings, and he no longer can bear up with it.
神要出手了。
And he's about to...take his hands or stretch his hands and strike.
神把一切都要带回神起初的心意。
And God is about to restore everything to get back to his, according to his own will.
那借着主的再来。
And through the Lord's second coming.
神的灵当充满我们的时候，我们里面就有强烈的这个感觉。
So when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to have such a strong feelings.
就像在过去啊，有一位圣徒啊，他有一个祷告啊，他说：“神啊，你不给我这个苏格兰啊，就是不让苏格兰复兴，宁可让我去死。”
And one of the saints in old times, in ancient time, used to pray to the Lord that unless you restore the whole land of Scotland, I won't stop praying to you.
他宁可让我去死。
I would rather die. Unless you restore the whole land of Scotland, I would rather die.
那我们今天要有这样一个心。
And I hope that all the brothers and sisters will have this such kind of a determination.
你说不要醉酒。
So, and of course, if we get back to Book of Ephesians, Paul also says, do not get drunk with wines.
要被圣灵充满。
But rather be filled up with the Holy Spirit.
那么这两个呢？当然，这个酒不光是物质的酒啊，这个酒就代表世上的享乐。
And so the wine is not just about the physical wine that we used to buy. It's more about all the lust of the world.
或者让你属灵上让你沉醉的东西。
Or in other words, that those spiritual things that make you drunk in spirit.
那甚至甚至不一定是道德上不好的。
Maybe it's not about moral immorality.
那不管怎么说，都是世界的灵，世界的智慧。
And all in all, it's about the spirit. It's about the worldly spirit, the worldly wisdom.
那么这两个醉酒也好，被圣灵充满也好，有一个共同的特征。
So, but there's one thing that both of them actually share. In other words, that yeah.
那我们且不说被圣灵充满和一些特殊的经历，那里面至少有一个意思，就是被圣灵完全的支配。
So in other words, that either you are filled with this, either you get drunk by the wine or filled with wine, or you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Either way, in other words, that you are filled up, or in other words, you are controlled by the Spirit.
对，就被支配，要么被圣灵支配，要么被酒精支配。
So you'll either be controlled by wine or worldly wisdom, or you are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
被一个沉醉的灵所支配。
Or you are controlled by the spirit of the sleepiness.
这里讲酒能使人放大，控制不住。
Because wine would make you stumble or make you dissipate.
就想起了旧约的参孙。
So that reminds me a good example back in the Old Testament, that Samson.
那我们今天其实都是蒙召做拿细耳人。
You see, actually, just like this Samson, today's Christian were all called to be like him.
Yeah, 属灵的拿细耳人。
In other words, that in spirit, we are all called to be like Samson.
那参孙呢？他觉得他可以跟世界，还可以跟世界玩。
But still, and if we look at a good example of it, Samson, he feels like he still can enjoy the world. He can still enjoy himself.
他不是不知道世界这几个方面的这些的危险。
It's not like he didn't know the danger of the world. He did.
但是他觉得他还能够玩，他能够掌握尺寸。
But somehow he felt like he had the confidence. He felt like he can control what he did. It's like those who drunkard who get drunk with wine, they know that they shouldn't get drunk. But what they think about drinking wine is they try to enjoy the wine, but not as a drunk.
Yeah, 但是你到了汗，你就控制不住了，你一定是跑到醉里面去了。
But as a matter of fact, in reality, as they get to that point that they feel like they enjoy the wine very much, they're already drunk.
使这里让我们看到圣灵，我们要被圣灵支配的重要性。
So that shows us the importance of being controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道神的旨意就是基督。
We know that the will of God is Christ Himself.
那基督是我们的智慧。
And we know that Christ Himself is our wisdom.
唯有基督能够来赎我们。
And only Christ is able to redeem us.
真正的赎回光阴。
And this is truly what we call redeeming time.
那么基督他其实已经都做完了他的工作。
And we know that Christ Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
有句很好的话。
And there's a good saying.
那是过去的弟兄们，那交通了一句话，叫做 基督已经完成的，我们需要在圣灵的里面去实际支取。
And so there is a good saying from the generation, from one of the saints and in old time, that is, what Christ has accomplished on the cross is something that we need to reach out in our real life.
那么不光是在消极的方面基督做成的，在积极的方面基督做成的。
And not just pessimistically, but also in a positive way, that we have to reach out and get what Jesus has accomplished on the cross in our real life.
消极的方面,
so on the negative side, it's about do not. So in other words, we have to be warned up and not to get into trapped. We have to keep alert.
有人说啊,这些的仇敌啊,仇敌就像这些野兽啊,蹲伏在那边,准备要来攻击我们。
And because the Bible uses these enemy as a lions who's actually wandering around the land to devour the saints.
你不可能惊醒到你不睡觉，你有一天你总要累了要睡觉。
It's impossible to keep alert all the time, 24 hours a day. Sometimes we fall asleep.
是神的灵帮助我们真正的惊醒。
But rather, instead, it's the Spirit of a God help us and keep us alert.
你今天惊醒了，你可能也对付不了仇敌。
And even we keep alert, even we ourselves keep alert, we won't be able to deal with our enemies.
世上有一句话说，良心值几个钱呢？
And people might argue, how much our conscience is worth.
那这是一句玩世不恭的话。
You know, this is a wording with some irony.
但是它背后也说出了一个道理，良心真的不管用。
It might, but somehow it kind of makes sense to me as well, because it tells us our consciousness is nothing.
良心不给你能力。
Because the consciousness, it doesn't give us the power.
感谢我们的主。
But thanks be to the Lord.
你的圣灵不光提醒我们, 祂提醒我们, 你只要愿意去顺服, 祂一定同时给你能力。
So the Holy Spirit not only keep us alert, but when we really humble ourselves before Him, He also gives us the power.
所以很多的难处, 当我们依靠神的时候, 有句话叫, 圣灵把我们带过去。
And so when we're in the hard times, there's one word saying that the Holy Spirit walk us through.
把我们里面的难处解决了,带过去了。
And the Holy Spirit is able to empower us to deal with our hard times and walk us through the hard times.
有一个愿意顺服的心智,圣灵把我们带过去。
As long as we are humble and obedient before Him, the Holy Spirit is able to walk us through the hard times.
那积极的方面, 圣灵祂是保惠师, 祂是基督的代理。
So on the other hand, on the positive side, the Holy Spirit is a counselor who
你觉得要输回光, 要多干一点事情。
And encourages and pushes us to have the urge to redeem our time. And
良心也告诉你该这么去做。
And of course, our consciousness also tells us, push us to do so.
我想保罗里面的良心告诉他要到哪里去。
And I'm sure, just like Paul, Apostle Paul, the consciousness inside of him pushes him to go somewhere, to go this way, or to go that area to preach gospel.
但是有时候说耶稣的灵就不许。
But Paul says that sometimes the Spirit of Jesus stop him from going here or there. So our consciousness cannot keep up the pace with the Holy Spirit. And I particularly remember one of the Lord's servants said. And sometimes when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we might come across many difficulties.
但是感谢神,
but thanks be to the Lord, because the Holy Spirit doesn't compromise, because the Holy Spirit always stand by and stand up with Christ Jesus.
祂不会来向我们妥协。
The Holy Spirit simply wouldn't give in to us.
祂忠心地达到身在我们身上的目的。
And faithfully, He's going to work in the midst of us.
让我们最后不是那个画上去的，而像所罗门那样的，而是有借着圣灵把我们经过一定的经历，像烧上去的基督的品格。
So unlike a Solomon, the wisdom is like a painted, but rather through trials and help and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will be made into the precious stones.
我们就讲到操练。
So it's all about a practice.
那么记得呢，神的仆人讲啊，我们今天属灵操练的教练是谁呢？就是圣灵。
And so one of the Lord's servant used to tell us that the coach is the Holy Spirit.
他代表基督来训练我们。
It represents Jesus Christ, our Lord, to discipline us, to coach us.
那么这疫情呢，在家里的时间就时间多了。
And of course, since this pandemic, we spend much more time in our house. What?
体重也增加了。
And of course, we put up much weight.
有位弟兄很久没看到我说，哎呀，你现在这个不行，你要多运动啊。
And of course, finally, after many staying out in my house, one of my brother actually came to see me and realized I put on much weight, and he encouraged me to should exercise more and lose some weight.
哇，我一称啊，206磅。
And so one day I went up on the scale and I realized I've been weighed up to 206 pounds.
控制饮食。
So I have to control my diet.
常常走路。
And I need to walk more often.
我还背一个40多磅的包。
And also, I carry about a backpack about, that is about 40 pounds.
很有效果。
And actually, it works.
20磅减掉了。
And I've been able actually losing the 20 pounds since then.
那时候就想，哎呀，在属灵上也有这么快的速度就好了。
And I, how I wish that I can do the same thing in spiritual, in my spiritual practice.
但是属灵觉得就非常的慢。
But the reality is, it doesn't always work that way in my spiritual practice.
感谢神啊，他的灵忍耐我们。
But thanks be to the Lord, the Holy Spirit actually is bearing up with us.
那也给予点激励呢，我们只要听这个教练的话呢，会有成果的。
And it continue to encourage us that as long as we're humble and as long as we listen to the coach, it will work out eventually.
那么我们要做什么？还是做选择的问题。
So you see, what shall we do? It's still about the choices.
那圣灵给我们里面有提醒，我们就顺从。
And what the Holy Spirit actually give us is to urge us to make the right choice, to humble and to follow.
那么早年的时候做视野检查啊，知道啊，你看到一个光点，你去按一下就好了。
And so in my early years, when I was still a researcher, I realized as soon as I see the spot or the light spot, all I need to do is to press the button.
那像跟随圣灵就是这样。
That's the same thing as we follow the Holy Spirit.
那没有亮你就不要动，亮了你就点一点，那就对了。
If there's no spotlight, you just remain motionless, just remain there. But if you see the light spot, you just follow the light spot.
但当初呢，有一个问题呢，没有引起重视。我点出来的点呢，比这个总的点呢要少一些。
And so, unfortunately, since I didn't pay much attention in my early years, I fortunately didn't have that much kind of light spots.
啊，前两年知道了，我这个眼睛有青光眼了。
And so, about 2 years ago, I realized there is something wrong with my eyes.
啊，那就提醒啊，我们今天不光是跟随圣灵的问题，圣灵对我们说话，我们有没有那个敏锐度去听到呢？
So that reminds me that, yes, the Holy Spirit continues to remind us, but do we have the sensitivity in the spirit to listen to him but, and also to follow him? Because, you know, in my early stage, I was not able to detect if there's something wrong with my eyes.
好，那就提醒了，我们要及早发现问题。
So my example is telling us that let's find out the question, let us find the issues, the problem sooner. And
跟不少弟兄姊妹交通了，都有这个感觉呢，说疫情呢，在家里的时间长了之后呢。
And so through many conversation and communication with my brothers and sisters, I feel like since the pandemic and we spend much time at home.
虽然我们也有聚会，也有点服事。
And of course, we still have gathering and we still have a ministry. That's true.
那不知道弟兄姊妹的感觉，好像跟神的关系好像有点远了。
Some of the brothers and sisters feel that we are kind of disconnected, or it's kind of feel a little disconnected from the Lord, from God.
我跟神祷告，我说神啊，这个眼睛呢就不行了，这个肉体的眼睛就是不行了嘛。
So I pray to God that, you know, my eyes, my fleshy eyes, is no longer working well, Lord.
主啊，求你保守我属灵里面的看见，能够。维持靠你的恩典维持那个的敏锐。
Lord, please keep my spiritual eyes that I will be, so that my spiritual eyes will be sensitive enough to listen, to follow you.
那么再要讲这个的最后一个方面。
So on my fourth point, the last point.
那么最后一个方面呢是指进程。
So it's about a progression.
那么你在这一段经文中后面那一些呢都是我们平时的操练。
So, during the passage we have read in the beginning of my message, the latter parts of this passage is more about the spiritual practice.
那么这些的操练折射出一个什么呢？折射出神要把这个属灵的局面根本的做一个扭转。
So these spiritual practice is reflecting the God's determination to turn on to his direction.
那么最后要带进这个终局，就神所要的。
And ultimately will bring us into his end. That
神对对人对全地对这个万有所要的。
And this will bring us into the end he desires, not only for Christians, but also for his land, for this whole land.
你能够看到啊，这个以弗所书里面有好多个行走路的行字啊，它是递进的。
So, like I mentioned earlier, there are many walkings in Book of Ephesians, but all these walkings is actually takes progress, takes many stages.
那么最早呢，要在恩典的里面，要跟外邦人要分别。
So the first walk is about the grace, that is the walk in the grace. That is actually tell us apart or make us apart from the Gentiles.
就是讲到恩典，恩典是一个基本的原则，然后呢是讲跟外邦人所行的不一样。
So grace is the basic spiritual principle. The grace actually put us apart from the Gentile. In other words, we walk differently than the walking of Gentiles.
然后呢，慢慢再往前，又讲一下在爱里面行走。
And gradually, Paul talking about the walking in love.
那么这个爱呢，是一个心，比较侧重在心的问题。
So love is more intended for the heart.
你可以这么去看。
Yeah, you can look through it.
然后就行在光明之中,
and also, then gradually, not only we walk in love, but also we walk in light.
那就是我们要把这个见证要活出来了。In
other words, that we have to live out our testimony.
不能在行在黑暗之中,我们的行为,我们要光明,光明之子。
In other words, that we no longer walk in the darkness, but rather we have to walk in the light to live out the testimony because we are sons of light.
最后到这个智慧呢, 要带到神最原初的这个的心意, 带到这最终的结局。
And eventually, in chapter 5, Apostle talking about walking in the wisdom, that actually brings us into the end that God has desired for us.
也就是说这个的属灵的局面扭转在哪里呢?
So what's a turning point? Where's a turning point?
那就是把人从以人为中心把它扭转到以神以基督为中心神和基督配得高举。
So the turning point happens when that we are no longer self-centered, but instead Christ-centered. And in this way, God is able to bring us into the final ending time that he has designed for us.
那这其实本来就是人的问题，是宇宙的问题，然后神要把它解决，解决要恢复到的那个最终的局面。So
this is not just only a human being's problem, it's also the whole world's problem, and eventually God is about to deal with it. And
这里讲到几件事情。
And it talks about a few things.
一个是讲到敬拜、赞美的事。
And the first thing is about worship, it's about worshiping him and praising him.
那么什么是敬拜赞美呢?
So what is worship and what is praise?
那我刚初开始有点追求的时候，哎，参加过一些这些的敬拜的聚会。
And when we first became a Christian, we joined a couple of gathering, and when we have a little taste of it.
啊，那里面这个感觉非常好。
And it made us feel good.
啊，但是呢，慢慢知道呢，敬拜赞美不光是一个感觉的问题。
So gradually, we realize that joining a worship or gathering is not about making us feeling good.
有一位神的仆人讲得好，这句话我印象非常的深。
And one of the Lord's servants used to say one thing that really impressed me.
敬拜不是光外面的场面啊，里面的一点激动啊。
So he said that worship is not just about the places or the excitement in your heart.
那么敬拜就是一种选择。
And rather, instead, worship is about a choice.
我们今天讲了好多次的选择。
And you see, I mentioned choices many times during my sermon.
碰到一些的情形时候, 你的利益跟神的利益冲突的时候, 你选择哪一个?
And so the worship is more about choices. It talks about when we are, what we desire, and what God desires has a conflict. What we choose.
你的选择表明神他配得最高的地位，这就是敬拜。
And so when our choice demonstrate that our God is worthy of our praise, this is true worship.
所以我们要被圣灵支配。
So once again, we have to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
在神的灵把我们带到一个光景，我们能够看到神他配。
So the Holy Spirit will be able to bring us to such a point that we will be able to see God and realize he is worthy, and that's worship.
那这不光是一个嘴巴上感觉，这是在经历的里面，我们从心的深处能够说，神啊，你配得赞美。
And it's not only lip services or what we feel about it, but instead we realize that God is worthy, and worthy is God, and this is And this is
太难了, 好像我们都赞美不起来, 但是神的灵来帮助我们, 给我们经历, 带过去了, 主啊,
it's just like sometimes we feel it's so hard to speak out, to praise God, but the Holy Spirit is able to lift us. And when we open the mouth to praise Him, this is worship, because the worthy is God.
这里说用各样的诗歌、灵诗篇、灵歌，它里面都是重视的，表明我们要有，不是有一次经历我们就满足了，我们要有神在我们身上有更多的经历。
And so in verse 19, Paul says that we shall worship him in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody. In other words, it's just not once, but all the time when we speak and when we are singing and speaking with the melodies and hymns, we are praising God, we're worshiping God.
就有很多的经历带出很多的敬拜。
And so in other words, many experiences, many true spiritual experiences bring many true spiritual worship.
然后这里又讲到感谢。
And here comes again, Paul says, thanksgiving.
那么人类当开始堕落的时候,
and since the fall of man,
那么圣经的罗马书告诉我们呢, 人堕落之后呢, 就, 啊, 说也不把神当作神来荣耀他, 还说了一句, 也不感谢他。
And so in the book of Romans, Paul tells us that since the fall of man, we no longer know him, and also we no longer give thanks to him.
不感谢神,
and so not giving thanks, no thanksgiving is one of the characteristics of a human being who were corrupt.
那么从小的方面来说,
and so from small perspective, you see all human beings being receiving, being blessed by God, but people simply wouldn't give thanks to God.
那我们信了主之后,
but since we have a belief in Jesus Christ, we understand and realize that God is a beginning of thanksgiving.
有的时候碰到一件损失呢，那我们最低最低呢，我们也有塞翁失马的这个的感觉。
And even we encounter some loss in our real life, we still feel like it's a hidden promises or it's a hidden blessing.
哎呀，那就是神啊！你让我有些损失哦，你为了给我更多的好处。
We came to realize that even we encounter some losses, but somehow we expect God would give us more in return.
那这些总比不感恩要好。
But well, I mean, this is not good enough, but it's better than no thanksgiving at all.
那么有的时候我们碰上一些小的事情没有感恩啊，后来才能够体会哇，原来神他在高处知道我们的需要。
And we may encounter many countless small hard things or small things. And maybe many years later, we'll realize actually God take care of us from his high, heaven seatings.
那前几天跟一个福音朋友传福音的时候，我说神的这恩典啊，你很多事你都看不到。
And while I was reaching or preaching gospel to a few gospel friends a couple of days ago, I showed them that there are many blessings and grace that they did receive but haven't been able to realize that yet.
当初我从德克萨斯州搬到加利福尼亚州的时候,
and that reminds me of my old days when I moved from Texas to California.
啊，我去隔壁一个城市去跟一位老朋友告别。
And I was driving my car to meet my old friends in another city to say farewell.
啊，那是我临走的时候啊，他太太也追出来，送给我一小听饼干，一盒华梅。
And when I was about to leave their place, my friend's wife actually pursue me to give me a small tin of cookies and some preserved plums.
当时我心想，我跟你是什么的交情？哎呀，你不送东西，把送我这两样东西干嘛呢？
And I was a little surprised, and knowing that we were not even familiar. I was not even familiar to her, but she gave me these two gifts.
Yeah, 但我觉得这个太小儿科了。
And this is a really, for a farewell gift, this is really nothing.
但是呢，我就在开车的路程当中啊，我突然就累了，我怎么都开不动了。But
while I was driving back to my place, somehow I was struck by the Holy Spirit, and my face was covered with tears.
不是，我说当我开从德克萨斯州开到加利福尼亚的路上，我突然就累了，累了，而且我怎么都开不动了。
Okay. So while I was while I was driving on the way to California, at a point that I was so weak, I was so tired that I was not able to drive anymore.
哇，这个时候一看，哎呀，有一包话梅对了，他哎呦，我就精神就起来了，就
But
吃了。
at that particular time, a point that I saw a spot that the tin of a preserve slum, so a plum. So I when I had it, I feel like my body was refreshed again.
啊，那他搬到加利福尼亚之后，第二天一早上起来，我带的东西全部都吃完了。
And on the day that I arrived in California, I already ate up all the cookies and the plum.
啊，我都说人生地不熟啊，还、哎、有这个时候最好马上有东西吃，一看呀，那一小厅的饼干在哪里？
You see, that was the first day I arrived in California. While I was not able to know where to buy food, I spot that little tiny tin of cookies
感
there.
谢主啊，神都预备啊！
Thanks be to the Lord. The Lord has prepared everything.
哎，但是神的灵要充满我们，不光为了这一些。
But the Holy Spirit is filling in us not only for these food or for these things.
当我们在难处中的时候，
While I was in a hard time,
我们没有办法从里面真正感谢神的时候。
while we were not able to really praise him and to give thanks to God,
你外面可能还能够做，但里面没有办法感谢神的时候。
while we still can kind of manage to get by, manage to do it, but inside of us, we were too weak to do anything.
神的灵把我们带到一个光景，我们能够感谢赞美神。
The Holy Spirit is able to bring us to a point that we can open our mouth and praise Him.
把基督的生命的实际做在我们里面。
And in other words, that the Holy Spirit is able to empower us with the true life of Christ so that we can do it too.
父啊，你的美意本是如此。
And Father, this is your will.
我感谢你，
I thank you.
这是基督的感恩。
And you see, that's a thanksgiving of Jesus
神
Christ.
的灵要把这些做在我们身上。
The Holy Spirit is about to do this in the midst of us as well.
堕落的本性都是不感谢，而是埋怨多的。
And our corrupt, and our corrupt, corrupt, corrupt nature wouldn't give thanks. That's our nature.
那如果你从一个的气候好的地方搬到一个，从一个气候不好的地方搬到一个气候好的地方。
But if you move from a place that is really bad, has many bad weather, to a place that has many good weathers,
你可能有五分的感恩。
You might have certain, say 50% of thanksgiving to God.
如果把你再搬回去。
But what if you move back to a place that has had many bad weathers?
你可能就感觉八分的不舒服。
You may complain 80%.
所以我们本质上，我们对神的恩典感谢的总是少的。
So you see, from our human nature, from our corruptive nature, we don't give much thanksgiving to God at all.
那魔鬼在我们里面再一挑动。
But and especially when Satan stir up in our hearts,
我们立刻就埋怨起来了。
We would complain immediately.
所以神说我们要借着感谢祈求祷告。
And so you see, God is telling us that we shall give thanks with the prayers.
里面就有感谢。
In other words, to give thanks.
神出人意外的平安要保守我们的心怀意念。
And God will grant us this surpassing peace, what keep us.
因为这个心怀意念很容易被魔鬼挑动。
Because our minds, our hearts are easily stirred up by Satan.
我们的感谢把魔鬼的口堵住了。
And if we give thanks, we were able to block Satan.
更是着感谢把人堕落这个本性，神把它翻转过来。
And through thanksgiving, God is able to turn our corruptive nature to His nature.
这里讲到顺服。
So we talk about being obedient.
你知道圣经讲了一句话说，因一人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人。
And the Bible tells us that because of disobedience of one man, we all became sinners.
所以归结起来成为罪人是因为悖逆。
So that we became sinners because of disobedience.
所以神要把它翻转过来。
And God is determined to turn this up.
特别讲要因着敬畏基督，要碰到基督。
And also in Book of Ephesians, it tells us that we shall be subject to one another in the fear of the Lord.
地上有时候的顺服是，哎呀，就吃点眼前亏吧，为了更长远的利益。
And sometimes, you know, in today's world, we gave in for a better future or for a better interest. But however, the Bible is telling us or teaching us that we shall be subject to one another in the fear of the Lord.
那是碰到基督了。
In other words, that we, when we encounter our Lord Jesus Christ,
不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Not by my will, but according to your will.
我来了，为要遵行你的旨意。
I came for I obey your will.
所以这个是一个操练。
So this is a practice. This is spiritual practice.
当然这里也讲到团体，我们没有时间讲团体了。
And of course, in the passage of this from Book of Ephesians, it also talk about the practice on the church's perspective.
最终神在我们身上要得到那个国度。
But eventually, God is to have this kingdom.
要得到那个祭司。
And eventually, God is having this priest, high priest.
是团体的祭司。
As a church, not as an individual.
尊神伟大。
And to exalt him.
承认羔羊配坐宝座。
And to proclaim that worthy is a lamb.
这就把以西结说二十八章的啊，这个天使上堕落的这个带进宇宙的这一切，把它翻转过来了。
And in other words, that if we get back to Book of Ezekiel in chapter 28, when the fallen archangel is bringing all this corruption into the world, in the end, Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy and also with the help of the Holy Spirit, God is able to turn this all upside down.
这也把以赛亚书第十四章啊，那天使长堕落的啊，那一个也翻转过来了。
And also, this is the same thing in the Psalm, in Isaiah chapter 13, that God is able to turn this upside down.
承认神的王权，基督的王权。
When we are confessing the sovereignty of
our Lord Jesus Christ, 承认神和基督是配得敬拜的。
And to proclaim that the Lord is worthy.Of our praise,
and, 而且在我们身上做成罗马书的最后一节
and to accomplish of what Paul says in Book of Romans,
神是独一的神
that the Lord is the true and only God,
神是全智的神
and to the only wise God through Jesus.
这是神在宇宙中，在我们身上，在宇宙中要带来的这个的扭转。
And this is actually the turning point about us and about
the world.
And to bring us into the end.
时间关系要结束在这里了。
And because of time constraint, I have to stop here.
实在觉得我们今天是非常的软弱。
And we feel that we are very weak from time to time.
但是我们今天有被神的灵激动。
But still we are stirred up by the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意有这样一个心。
And we are willing, we desire to have such a heart.
神的恩典和怜悯带我们度过这段的年日。
And his mercy and his grace is able to encounter and to walk through all these hearts.
帮助我们赎回这个光阴。
And help us to redeem the time that we have lost.
来催促主的早日的回来。
And urge the second coming of the Lord.
主啊，我们向你献上感恩。
Well, Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们深知我们自己的败坏。
We truly know that how corrupt we are.
我们看到我们的软弱。
We have witnessed our weaknesses.
我们在你面前承认我们都是愚昧的。
We confess that we are the foolish of the foolish.
我们承认我们被这个邪恶的时代也沾染了很多。
We confess that we're devoured by the corrupt world.
但愿主你用你自己的话来圣别我们。
And the Lord...We pray that may your Holy Spirit give us your word.
愿你的生命，愿你的灵在我们里面扶持我们。
And may your life and may your spirit would have lifted us up.
悦纳我们一点点的心意。
And Lord, may you find our prayer and our worship be pleasing to you.
来做成我们所不能做，但你必要做成的工作。
So that we can accomplish that, what we can, but you can.
我们把自己再交在你的手中。
And once again, we like to submit ourselves into your loving care.
我们仰望那一个的日子。
We look upon your word and we look upon that day.
整个的树林被扭转过来。
And we know we look upon the turning point that you were able to turn everything upside down.
经过很多的曲折，但最终你的心意能够完满的成全。
Through many difficulties, but eventually we believe, we're convinced that you will be done.
唯有你能做成这个工。
Only you can do this, Lord.
愿你祝福你自己手中的工作。
And may you bless your own ministry and your work.
听我们的祷告。
Hearing this prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.